From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. National Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the release of the family and hoped the efforts would lead to the rescue of others.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
A Pakistani military statement said that based on actionable intelligence from the U.S., the rescue operation was successfully concluded. The Trump administration has announced that the U.S. will withdraw from the United Nations' top cultural and educational program, UNESCO, at the end of this year. Matthew LaRotonda has the story.
The announcement coming in a press release from the State Department citing, quote, continuing anti-Israel bias at the agency and need for fundamental reform. The U.S. actually stopped paying into the institution altogether back during the Obama administration after it recognized the Palestinian Authority as a member, taking with it about a fifth of its funding. This is now the third major international body that Trump has withdrawn the U.S. from.
That's reporter Matthew LaRotonda. The United Arab Emirates announced Thursday it would halt the issuance of visas to North Korean workers. The move by the UAE follows similar policy changes from Kuwait and Qatar, which have already blocked visas to their country. This is VOA News. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, in a televised address on Thursday, said a committee had been set up between the government and international agencies to work together on rehabilitation and restoration in the Rakhine State. Andrew Palcheski has more.
The Nobel Peace Laureate also spoke about the importance of humanitarian assistance for all people in Rakhine and said the government would accept refugees back.
We are negotiating with the government of Bangladesh on the matter of accepting those who are now in Bangladesh. Since our independence, we have twice successfully negotiated with Bangladesh on the issue. Based on these successful traditions, we are now negotiating for the third time.
She said aid groups, international organizations, and Myanmar expatriates would help with the long-term development of the state. She did not refer to accusations of rights abuses by the army. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar since August 25th, after insurgent attacks on security forces triggered a violent government crackdown. But the rate has slowed to about 2,000 refugees per day last week. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Egyptian officials say an attack on a checkpoint in the northern Sinai Peninsula has killed 6 people. Martin Sekrist has the story.
Security and hospital officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, confirmed the toll from Thursday's attack on the outskirts of the city El Arish and said another 4 people were wounded. Egypt has been battling an insurgency in the northern Sinai that's been led by an Islamic State affiliate since 2014. In July, Islamic State militants killed 23 soldiers in a remote checkpoint in northeastern Sinai, the deadliest assault on the military in the turbulent region in 2 years. Martin Sekrist, VOA News.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch has published a report on Turkey claiming torture and abductions are being used against people accused of terrorism or being behind last year's failed coup. Benjamin Ward of Human Rights Watch says the investigation of 11 cases reveals an alarming trend.
We've got a pattern of people being subject to horrible abuse, severe beatings, people being stripped naked, in some cases people being sexually assaulted or threatened with sexual assault. Very serious ill treatment indeed.
The report called on the Turkish government to investigate its claims and recommit itself to its promised end of torture. Raging wildfires continue to spread Wednesday in Northern California, fanned by stiff winds that forced new evacuations and a widening circle of damage. As of Thursday evening, at least 27 people have been killed and more than 300 are missing. From Washington, I am Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.